Und wie ich will Alexandria. That's a special type of a stitch. That's a real mending back. That's also to do. Trash the Tosfos says, "If ich Alexandria bishal mi ezel ichi kol shei mekoy meniker." If you can't tell it was ripped, you give it to the tailors, do a perfect job. That's what's also to do it back again. Tell the Rabban, "Hakareya mitoich hashlal." Let's say the clothing was once ripped and you sewed it back. Or else mitoich hamelo, the same thing. You sewed back that first rip. Mitoich haleket, you put the piece together again. Mitoich hasumis, lo yotza. That's not called a good kriya because it was once ripped already. The fact you sewed it back a little bit doesn't make it like one. So the kriya now is not called a good kriya. Mitoich haichui yotza. But if it was once ripped and for some reason stomach ripped. And then you mended it back a perfect mending. Now if you rip it a second time at this place, l'shem one of these things, that's called a good kriya. And Amar Rav Chisda, uvi yichlach sandria. But what type of a mending back? Like Tosha says, a perfect mending that you can't tell the mukum. That's called now like it's not ripped. And then if you make a kriya now, that's called a good kriya. But if you just had it sewed back a little bit before, it's still called kratz, not called a new kriya. L'shem these things, you're not yetz the mitzvah's kriya. If you want to, what you ripped, you could turn it upside down like, put the kriya on the bottom, and then mend it back. You can like put it backwards, downwards, and then you can mend it back together again. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, oisa leachoisa. No, it doesn't help. Still, it's usher to mend it back together again. Ukeshem shah, even in such case, even if I turn it upside down, it doesn't help you. Meister, that was a cry you ripped for one of these purposes, and now let him make a perfect mending back together. Ukeshem shah, moicher oser, like if you ripped this clothing because you saw Yerushalayim, and now you want to sell your shirt to somebody else. So just like the person that's selling it, now let him mend it back together again, is like it's a din of this beged now. Because no matter who owns the beged is not allowed to be sewn back perfectly together again. Even if you sell it to somebody else, he's not allowed to mend it back together. Therefore, whoever sells it, you have to tell the buyer, now you should know, this is a rip that I ripped because I saw Yerushalayim, because of any other things that happened before, and you're not allowed to mend it back together again. Turn around. Tchilas kriya tefach. Metchila, when you first rise kriya, you saw Yerushalayim or Yehuda. The first time you see, you have to rise a tefach. You have to rip your clothing at least a tefach, like 4 inches. The Tosfos shalosh etzbois. That we have, sometimes you could just add on to that kra. You don't have to make a new kra altogether. You could just add on to it. So when you're adding on to it, it's enough just to do 3 etzbois. That's enough. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer. Tchilas kriya shalosh etzbois. No, it's enough that the beginning of the kriya should be 3 etzbois. That's enough. V'tosefes kolshu. And anytime you want to add on to it for another purpose, when you're allowed to be moisef, just add on to it. Any little bit you add on to it is enough. Like Rashi says, v'tosefes sholosh means v'goyin shemoisef kra achar aloisef kra v'goyin shiru oval achar. You were an oval once and you rip your clothing. Then you heard a shmu, you became a novel for another curve. So you're allowed to just be meister, rip it a little bit more. That's a machlokes, you have to rip it now 3 tvachim, or it's enough for any kol shu was also enough. And Amar Ulula says, halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'kriya. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir b'kriya. To go to chumra, that you have to have 4 tefach and then 3. The halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'tei sefes. The halacha is like, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'kriya means you have to rip it 4 tefach. And halacha is Rabbi Yehuda lechumra that a Tosefos, forget this way is the kula. Tosefos is a kolshu. That's the way he's passing. Now, it's for the first kriya, you have to rip it at least a tefach. If you become an oval a second time and you want to rip it to be moistav a little bit more, you don't have to rip 3 tefachim, 3 etzbois. It's enough just a kolshu like Rabbi Yehuda shita. And Tanya Nami Yochel learned like this also that Rabbi Yosi Yomer tchilas kriya tefach. The first time you rip your clothing, it has to be a tefach. The Tosefos kol shu. But when you add on for another reason you want to rip, you only have to rip a little bit more. That's all. The kol shu is enough. Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. Omru loy meis ovid. They told you that your father died. Vikora, and you ripped your eyes kriya. Then they tell you meis benoyish. No, your son also died. For hasif, and you add a little bit more to the kriya, like we learned before, and all you have to do is just a mashu more. He yotze mitzvah kriya. The lach is like this. Tachtoin. This extra bit that you ripped l'shem benoy misachor. You're allowed to mend it back later, like we learned before. It's only by your parents, you're not allowed to mend it back together. Ma'ashenken Elyon, the top rip, the first tefach, eino mesacho, that you're not allowed to mend back together again. Since it was ripped, l'shem your father or your mother, you can't mend it back. What about the opposite way? Meis benoy v'kora. First they told you your son died in your eyes Korea. Then they told you that meis ovith, v'oisif, and you just ripped a little bit more. Now it's the opposite. El Yain Mesachor, the first tefach that you ripped l'shem your son, you could mend back together later. Mashenke Tachton is a little bit more that you ripped l'shem your father, that's Eina Mesachor, that you're not allowed to mend back together again. What about Meis Oviv, Meis Imoy, Meis Ochiv, Meis Achoisai? Now what happens if they tell you your father died, your mother, your brother, your sister, Lacharis Kareya, Kareachal Kulam? If you hear all of them at one shot, at one time, all you have to do is just rise Kriya once. Not even make a Tosefus. Abi, you rise in Kriya now, l'shem, or four of them, it's enough. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesei Raimano, Akulam Kra Echot. Like all of them, your brother, your sister, it's enough to have one Kra. But Al Ovi, V'imai, Kra Echot, you have to have a separate Kriya for your parents. L'fi Shein Moisifa, Na'akra Ovi, V'imai. You're not allowed to add on to the Kriya you did for your father or for your mother. Whatever you rip for your father and your mother, you're not allowed to add on to that kriya for another purpose. So therefore, you have to have a special kriya for your brother and your sister, and then for your parents. My time, what's the reason? Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchok, l'fi shein and b'tzai sefes. Because that's the lack of kriya that he holds, that you rip for shein your father or your mother, you're not allowed to be meisif on it. You can't rip further a kriya that you did for your parents. That kriya is only for your parents and nothing more. Rashi shein and b'tzai sefes, klaimar. Ein bedin shemaisav aleim. It's not bedin that you should rise more on that tree than for your parents. So therefore, here that you heard your parents and your brother and your sister died, you have to have one kriya for your parents and another kriya for your brother and sister. And Omar Shmuel halachik Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. It's like a pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. That you have to have one special for your parents and one for your brother and sister. For the Gemara, mi Omar Shmuel hachi, the Shmuel say like this, l'chumra. I have Omar Shmuel, halacha g'divri yameka b'yovel. We always pass on the kula. And before the Tanakhama held, one kriya helps everybody. So Gemara answers, avelus l'chod a kriya l'chod. There's no stira. Avelus is one halacha. There we always make on hilchas avelus. But here it's halacha hilchas kriya. And hilchas kriya, how you have to rip your clothing, here we can go l'chumra. And he goes to Chumah to say that your parents have to have his own separate kriya, and then for the other ones, you can make one kriya for the other ones. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Chavov on the base, the end of the first one of the wide lines. Chal was at Heichon Kareya. Till how far down could you be Kareya? Could you make a Kareya? Atiburay. First one that says Atiburay till by the navel. You could be Kareya. Because the pshat is like this we had before. The first Kareya is a Tefach. But then we had before you could be Meisif. If you hear another one of Mishpachas was Meis, so you could just add a little bit more to the Kareya. So how far down can you go down to still called be Meisif on the Kareya? The first one says Atiburay. The Yeshayim, some say Alibay, to your heart, that's all, that's how far down. Now, Afa Pisha, in Raila Dov, there's no pure proof of the Zechel Dov, there's a Zechel for this. Shenema, Vikirul Abavchem, Viabig Dechem. Mashma, that the Kriya should go down to your life, to your heart, not further down. He Gilu Tiburay, according to the first man, the Yoma, that your ladder rice Kriya keep on going down and downwards, to Tiburay, to the navel, is Marchik Sholoshet's voice, when you got down that far once, and you want to keep on ripping clothing. In other words, you have more mason that were mace. Another one in Mishpacha was mace. Another brother is Marchik Sholoshev's boys. Move away three of his boys from the first Kriya for Kareya and go start cutting down a second time.
Let's say the whole front of your shirt was ripped already. Is the machziru liachurup? You could turn your shirt backwards and start over again now. Like you're putting the front back and the back front, you start making the kriya over again. Nismala milamalef. Another way is if the top part of the shirt you completely ripped until the tibur, until the lave, is hoivchay. Another eitzer is turn it upside down now. Milamata. Like put the bottom of your shirt on the top. And you start making kriya over again. In other words, as long as there's a place on that shirt, you keep on ripping. You could use the same shirt for at least 100 times to keep on ripping on the same shirt. But let's say somebody starts off and makes the kriya. He rips his clothing on the bottom of the shirt. He does the sides of the shirt. Not yotze. You have to start ripping your clothing by a mace from top downwards. Keep on going down. Then the first kriya has to be a tefach. Then you hear about another mesh, moist up a little bit more. It always has to go from upwards downwards, not sidewards, not on the bottom. Elisha Kain Godl Purim Ulmata. A Kain Godl, he's not supposed to rip his clothing at all, really. So by him, there's a heter. All he does is he rips a little bit on the bottom of it, that's all. He's the only one that rips a little bit Ulmata on the bottom. Now, Pligibo Rav Masna Umarukva. There's a machlekes between Rav Masna and Marukva. For Tavayo Mishmei Diavua Dishmuvalevi. They're both saying it over in the name of Avuah de Shmuel and Levi. The word Chadama once says like this, Kol Shiva Kareya. If somebody is sitting Shiva, he heard, let's say, his father was mace, and he started to sit Shiva. So during the first 7 days, if he hears about somebody else in the Mishpach who was also mace, he hears his brother is mace, he has to make a new Kriya. He can't be Maisif on the first Kriya and just rip a little bit more. It's called Shiva Kareya. If you hear about another Avelis during your first 7 days, you have to make a new Kriya, you have to rip your clothing in a new place. Liyacha Shiva Maisif. After the first 7 days you sat Shiva, now if you hear about another Korav that's Mace and you have to sit Shiva, you could just be Maisif, rip it a little bit more. The Chadama 1 says, no, Kol Shloshim Kareya. The first 30 days that you're sitting Shiva, if you hear about another mace during the first 30 days, you can't be Maisif, but you have to make a new rip, a new Kriya. Liyacha Shloshim, but after you sat already for 30 days, then you hear about somebody else in your family is Maisif, then on that first rip, you could just rip for a little bit more, like we passed him before, even a Kol Shu, a little bit more is okay. So now, Mask of Lo Reb Zera. Reb Zera has a kasha like this. Man the Yom Kol Shiva, what's the svar the Man the Yom, it says it's only in the first 7 days? Kareya, why do you have to make a new rip during the first 7 days? Is Man the Yom Kol Shiva Kareya, Amai, why do you say it? To learn it in the Shadalai. So svar is the first 7 days when you rip your clothing, you're not allowed to even sew it back. Even with small, big stitches, you can't do any type of sewing it together again. Therefore, if you go to rip, just to be moistif a little bit, it doesn't look like ripping, because it's in two pieces already. Just a kol shu by itself doesn't look like a good ripping. Mashen kein, after 7 days, at the loch is you're allowed to at least stitch it back a little bit together. So since you stitch it back, and now you go to rip it, it looks like you're ripping. So that's the swar why the first 7 days, no, and afterwards, yes. And Rashi says, Lanitin l'sheoloi, Terech Shiva Klal, you're not allowed to sew it back together at all the first 7 days. V'imoisev bei, mechse kikra echad. If you just rip it now a little bit more, it doesn't look like a new ripping. It looks like the first ripping. Avliyacha Shiva dikva sheloloi, but after you sat Shiva ready, then now the loch ridge, you could sew it back a little bit together. Kareya kol ashlilus, you rip now all the stitches you made over. Umaisav kosho, and add a little bit more to the ripping. The minkara, the almeis acha kara. Now it's minkara, now you can see it looks like you're ripping for a second mace. So that's why the first 7 days that you're not allowed to sew it back at all, you can't just make a little bit more of a rip. It doesn't look like something new. But after 7 days that you could sew it back a little bit, now you could rip it just a little bit more. Rip the sewing and rip it just a little bit more. Skumari asked, if that's the svara, elohod yamamah, that's what we learned. When an Isha sits Shiva and she rips a dress, she's allowed to sew it back right away, even during the first 7 days. She has a heter to sew it back, not completely, but with little with big stitches. Is Hachinami, you want to tell me that Hachinami, that there also she should be allowed to be Moisif during the first 7 days? And it's not Mashma. It's Mashma, it's a loy plug. Everybody, the first 7 days of sitting Shiva, they can't be Moisif. So Gemara says, "Hosim mishum kveid ishahu." Really, an isha also is not allowed to sew back a dress the first 7 days. It's only a new halacha mishum kveid. We give respect to an isha. It's not nice; he should be there with a ripped dress.
But real Mikra Din, also the 7 days, it should not be sewn back. But since Mikra Din is not supposed to be sewn back, we don't let it be Maisiv on that Kra. Even though she could sew it back a little bit, but since it's not Ikra Din, we don't let it be Maisiv. She has luck like everybody else. The first 7 days, she'll have to make a new rip. It's only after 7 days she could rip the same place. Now, man the Yom HaKosloshim, the one that says 30 days, Kareya, Amai, why 30 days? L'nitin li'achoyse. The Svar by him is for 30 days, and not let him mend it back perfectly. Mashen came after 30 days that you can mend it back, so then you could rip it over again, because it looks like a good Kareya. So Gemara asks, El li'yavu li'imoy, l'nitin li'achoyse li'olam, hochinami. So if so, by your parents, if your father or mother was mace, then the loch is you never allowed to mend it back together again. So according to this svar, you should never be able to be maceif. Like even after 30 days, if you hear about a new mace, now your brother was mace, you should not be able to be maceif, because you're not allowed to mend it back in the first place. So Mary says, no, hosa mishum covered over the imayhu. Like Mikra Din, really, after Shleishim, you should be allowed to mend it back together again. It's only mishum covered, you respect, you have to give your parents, that we don't mend it back. But since Mikra Din, you're allowed to, so the same Allah replies, that after 30 days, if you hear about a new mace in the Mishpacha, you could be Maisif. Just add a little bit more, you don't have to make a new Kriya. Tana Rabbonin. Hayotzei bebeged kerua lefnei hamace. Let's say somebody has his beged ripped from before, and now he hears about a mace, and he doesn't rip the second time, he uses that first rip. Is Hareze Goizel as a Mason via Chaim. He's like stealing from the Mason and from the Chaim. Like it looks to everybody like he ripped his clothing to cover the mace, and really he didn't. It was a rip he had before. Rashi, the beggar true, Rashi says, Koidim Lachain, if you're going out now with a beggar that's ripped beforehand, is Goizel HaKil, Shemara HaKil, Shemara Lehen, Shekara LaMace. You're like showing everybody you made a Kriya, you ripped because of this Mason. It's not true. So you shouldn't do that. If somebody goes to his friend and says, lend me your shirt or your jacket, and I want to go visit my father, that he's sick. You tell your friend before you go visit your father, I want to borrow your shirt, and you know I'm going to wear it while I'm visiting my sick father. Then the locker is, if you go to your father and you find out your father's died already, he's mace then. The locker is Kareya, you're allowed to rip the shirt, even though it's not yours. But since you borrowed it and you told the person you're going to visit your sick father, to non-savvy, he would let you rip it. But here the locker is, even though it's your father that was mace, you're allowed to mend it back together again. When you come back home, return the jacket or the shirt back to your friend. But you have to pay him back still for the rip. Like even though you mend up the shirt, you try and make it look nice, but Mestam is not the same way as it was before, still not worth the same thing. So with the difference in value, you have to pay him. What about Vim Loi Hadiyi? Let's say you did not tell your friend for what purpose you're using the shirt. You just went to borrow a shirt or a jacket from your friend. Then the locker is Hareza Loiga Boy. When you come to your father and you see that he died, you're not allowed to rip this jacket because it doesn't belong to you. And you don't have permission to rip it. The owner didn't give you permission. So if you don't have any other shirts, you just can't rip. It's like Nishem Lev Begotim, you can't rip. And when you go home and get your own jacket, your own shirt, then you rip it then. Tana Rabbonin. Chayla Shemes Lemes. If somebody is very sick and one of his mishpach is mace, his halacha is Ein Madinoisa Shemes. You're not supposed to tell the sick person that somebody in the family died. Why? Shema titri of daiti olof. Maybe you'll make him feel worse and he'll make him to l'day sakona. Vaito v'yein mekarim b'fonet. If somebody is very sick, you don't rise kriya in front of him. Don't let somebody else rip the clothing in front of him. The same thing, don't make him feel bad. Or meshaskin es hanosh m'ponov. And then don't let the ladies go near him. The ladies will start crying. Don't let them start crying in front of the sick person. He shouldn't get worse. Another locher is umekarim l'kotin. If let's say a father was mace and left over children, and there's a young son, a cotton, the locker is he's supposed to rise kriya. Somebody's supposed to rip his clothing. Not because he has the chiyah to sit like an oval, sit shiva, but rather mitnei agmas nefesh. We want other people to see this to feel very bad. It's more other people make them cry more. So even though there's no din avelis by a cotton, there's no din chinuch for avelis, but our core point of this halacha there is, he's supposed to write other people, rip his clothing, in order to make everybody else, Mara the Tsar, have Agmas Nefesh. could be, no, Kaddish could be different. Kaddish is not so much also, but Avelis. Kaddish is also Kovod HaNes. That's something else. Yeah. The Kurin Al Chomov Yachamoisei. Nikaradin, when your father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, you're also supposed to rip your clothing. If they cover it, to give cover to your wife. Well, my sister, we don't do this as man as there, but Nikaradin as halacha. The Omer Rapapa, Tarnabov, Rapsi, London over Rapsi, Ovel, Loyaniach, Tinik, Patechaikoi. When somebody is sitting Shiva the 7 days, you're not supposed to have a baby in his lap. If they should maybe, Mevil, they schoik. It makes you have left to have fun. And the 7 days when you're sitting Shiva, you're not supposed to be besimcha. You're supposed to feel bad for the mace. The nimtzim is gonna la brias. You're not gonna look nice in the eyes of the brias. Like here, everybody's coming to Menachem over you, and here you're playing with a baby. It's not a nice thing to do. So you're not supposed to have a baby on your lap when you're sitting shiva. Vaitiv yein mevarin al mitos kufis. We have in the Mishnah that somebody's mace on chol amoid. So the first suda when you come home after the kfura, it's not supposed to be from your own food. Somebody else is supposed to give you the food, and usually you eat on mitos that are turned over. But on Chol HaMoed, you're supposed to eat on mitas kufis. The beds, the chairs, have to be in a normal position. You don't turn over the beds in your house on Chol HaMoed. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'olech le-beis ovel. You go to a beis ovel. Im ho'yo liba gaspa. If you go to on Chol HaMoed, to a beis ovel. If liba gaspa, if you're very friendly with the ovel, you know him very well, yivru al mitas kufis. Then you're allowed to give him the first sudom on turned over beds. V'yim lav, if you're not that close with him, the neighbor is not that close with the ovel, and when he comes home from the beis HaKforos, the first food is not supposed to be from himself. Somebody's supposed to give him the food. Is if imlav yivru al mitas kufis. That's what our Mishnah means. Then you're supposed to give him the food, the first meal on beds, the normal way. Since it's Chol HaMoed now, the bed should not be turned over. Now Rava isre be milsa. Rava happened to him that somebody in his family died. Is ol agabe abba ba masia. There be abba ba menyumi. The same person abba ba masia. There was abba ba menyumi, and yeah. So he went to like to give him the Sudas Avroah. So Rava Zokif, Rava put his chair straight up. Now it's Rava hold that he wasn't that close with him. So if the law in the Mishnah is the first Suda, you're allowed to have the chairs straight up. But Abba Bar Masa Kofi, he turned his chair upside down. Hey, see, held he was very close with him. So Amar Rava said, Kama lesbe daitel hai tzurum rabbonin. Like he's not so smart, this tzurum rabbonin. Like he doesn't realize what he's doing. But as Rava held that really he's not that close. That's not called Liba Gaspa. He did not have the right to turn over the chair. The chair should have been in the normal manner. Tana Rabbonin. Choherlech mimokim alokim. Somebody's on the road. He's traveling. He's going for a business deal. He's on the road. And all of a sudden, when he reaches the destination, his place there, he finds out that somebody died in his mishpacha. And he has to sit shiva. So loch reizim yochol amayit v'yizkei amayit. If you